It's Monday, the 14th of January, 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I'm on the way to work at the moment on a morning when a large area of the UK has woken up to a covering of snow. And here where I am in the Cheshire and Greater Manchester area, we had a what I would call a light dusting overnight, and it has now turned to rain. So you will probably be able to hear in the background the rain hitting my windscreen and the windscreen wipers going on a fairly fast intermittent setting. I wanted to just add a few thoughts this morning to a discussion that's been happening within the Audio Boo community about a request that was put out last week. The Audio Boo community manager Dolores put out a boo which was aimed at the visually impaired community that use Audio Boo, very politely requesting that they consider adding profile pictures and cover art to their Audio Boos and to their accounts. There's been a number of reactions, and some that I have listened to which have prompted me to add my own to Penneth are recorded by SM2N and Slandy and RJNet. I'm going to come at it from my point of view. I'm not visually impaired. I have full use of my sight. But I still frequently don't put cover art when I publish my audio boos. And the reason for that is quite often, as you can hear today, I'm recording on the move. I use Audio Boo very much as a very quick way of capturing my thoughts and getting them published quickly. I have a written blog as well, but that tends to... I put a lot more effort into writing that, and I think about it a lot more. And obviously when I do my written blog posts, I put pictures in and I try to make them look pretty because it's a visual format. But I think with Audio Boo, the audio format, you know, A, it's going to appeal more, I would imagine, to the visually impaired community because audio is a good format. But also, to me, as a person who consumes audio content on the go, I never look at the cover art of an audio boo. I never look at people's profile pictures. You know, my audio boos come straight down into my downcast. I set them playing whilst I'm driving. I don't look at the phone whilst I'm driving, so I never see the pictures. So I'm not sure that visuals are so important to the audio format. Now, I get that Audio Boo have recently redesigned their website and it's now got a very visual look. And it's interesting, my first reaction when I saw the site was I really liked it. It was really pretty. But since I've actually been trying to use the site on occasion, I'm finding, like many others, that actually it's kind of a triumph of design over function. And there are times when I've tried to do something which I would just take for granted with the old Audio Boo site, which is suddenly very difficult in the new Audio Boo site. For example, I had a notification that somebody new had started following me the other day. And so I went on the Audio Boo website to look at their profile and see if they were the kind of person who I would follow back. And I found it very difficult to find their latest boo, or even to look at their list of boos and see how frequently they booed and whether they were the kind of person that I was likely to be able to keep up with if I followed them. And this was all stuff that was very obvious on the old site. I think Audio Boo is much like other platforms that allow users to create and publish content. So I'm going to compare it, possibly incorrectly, to platforms like Blogger and WordPress, which allow people to publish. And people always very much use these platforms. They find new ways of using these platforms, perhaps not ways that were intended for these platforms to be used. And I don't think I've ever been aware of Blogger or WordPress coming out and saying, please, please put pictures in your posts. I think it's generally well known that you'll get a good level of engagement from people if you do have pictures in your post, but I think it's everybody's choice to use those platforms in the way they choose, and I think Audio Boo should be the same. So I'm going to publish this without any cover art because I'm on the move, and that's the way I do things. Those are my thoughts. Thanks.